say it's a joy to be here this evening. I appreciate being here. I appreciate the spirit, most of all, being here with us. I'll be honest with you. Tonight, I enjoyed the prayer this evening. I'm thankful that we touched. We were able to get a hold of something. It's not every time that we bow our head that we're able to grab a hold of it. But I'm thankful the Lord allowed us to one more time, man. This evening, I don't know, maybe I might testify for a minute. I don't know. I just appreciate being here. Left early this evening by myself and went to go grab something to eat and was talking on the phone to one of my buddies, and he's telling us about the revival service they had last night over there at Lakeview, and just telling us a few things that went on. And I was sitting there at dinner and we were talking, and I'll be honest with you, I about started shouting there. It was just good. It was just to know that the Lord's still in control this evening, and he's still able and willing to touch the souls, and he's still willing to save this evening. I'll be honest with you tonight. I don't want you to give up on nobody this evening. I don't. I've got several that I've been praying for a long time, and I ain't gave up on them. Sometimes it gets a little discouraging, and maybe we get a little discouraged, naturally speaking, wondering, well, what could we do? Or maybe what could we say that they might listen for a little while? But you just keep going on, and you just keep living your life the way that the Lord would intend it. And your life will shine on to them, I promise, this evening. It's not always so much in words and what we say to people, but it's how we treat them this evening, and it's how we love them today. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of times when I was in growing up, it wasn't so much in the words that my mom and dad said, or maybe a loved one said, but it was how they showed it this evening. And maybe when I was in trouble or anything like that, I'll be honest with you tonight. I got two little girls, and I don't like getting on to them very much. But when I have to, you know what the best part is when I can go to them and still hug them and tell them I love them this evening and let them know that Daddy still loves them. And that's how I feel a lot of times when I come into the house of God, that I'm just thankful that I got a church that loves me this evening, and I'm thankful I got a God above that loves me enough this evening that he shows me mercy, and as Whitney said there, he shows me forgiveness this evening. And I don't know tonight, I'll try to read here in maybe just a minute, but I thought about when she said forgiveness, and how many times have I asked for forgiveness from the Lord, and how many times has he granted that forgiveness? But how many times has somebody come to me and asked me for forgiveness, and I've tried to hold it, what they done over their head this evening? Shame on me this evening. But I'll be honest with you tonight, we ought to forgive one another this evening, not hold against what they've done. Maybe where they've been or what they've been through this evening, but we ought to love them tonight with all the love that's within us, because Christ said that we ought to love one another this evening as Christ has loved the church this evening. And I'm thankful tonight this evening. If you got your Bibles, you want to read with us tonight, I guess. Maybe we'll read in Songs of Solomon this evening. Thought we might go a different direction, but nevertheless, this is where we feel we need to read tonight. I don't know this evening, but in Songs of Solomon, the third chapter this evening, I guess we'll read the whole entire chapter there this evening, and we'll go forward tonight. But in the third chapter
after the first verse, it says, "By night on my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I will rise now and go about the city, in the streets and in the broadways. I will seek him whom my soul loveth." This evening, I sought him, but I found him not. This evening, the watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, "Saw ye him whom my soul loveth?" It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house, and into the chambers of her that conceived me. I charge ye, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the roes and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up, nor awake my love till he please. Who is this that cometh out of the wilderness like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all powders of merchant? Behold his bed, which is Solomon's 80. Valiant men are about it, of the valiant of Israel. They all hold swords, being expert in war. Every man hath his sword upon his thigh, because of fear in the night. King Solomon made him a self of chariot of the wood of Lebanon. He made the pillars thereof of silver, the bottom thereof of gold, the covering of it of purple, the midst thereof being paved with love, for the daughters of Jerusalem. Go forth, O ye daughters of Zion, and behold King Solomon with the crown wherewith his mother crowned him in the day of his apostles, and in the day of the gladness of his heart. This evening, that's all we feel like reading tonight, and I don't know maybe what we'll say or do from it. This evening, just had a small thought this evening there, but I thought about here in the first verse, it said, "I sought him, but I found him not." The thought come by our way, I guess maybe if we had something to stick around tonight, would be, "This evening I sought him, but I found him not." This evening, and I know maybe it's a strange thought for a Wednesday night service this evening, but I thought about, as we begin to read this, I guess early part of last week this evening, before we ever knew we were coming here this evening, I thought about this, that Solomon had wrote here, and that to them this evening. But I just wonder how many of us tonight have left the one that our soul loveth back behind, and we're seeking and trying to find him everywhere but where we left him this evening. This evening, and we can't go to this one or that one. This evening, they ain't gonna know. Here in the writing, here in the third chapter, he said he went to the watchmen that go, the watchmen that go about to the city, and he said to them, "Saw ye whom my soul loveth?" And they replied back, he said, "It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth." This evening, I'm thankful tonight that I found the one that my soul loveth this evening. I don't have to search for nothing else tonight. But I will tell you this, if you leave him behind, your soul will be longing for him until you get back in fellowship with him this evening. Yeah, well, this evening, I got so many people in the world today trying to go to and fro, trying to go to this one and that one, trying to find the one of somebody or something that might satisfy their soul this evening, but there ain't nothing gonna satisfy the soul until you get a hold of the Lamb of God this evening, that He might make a change in your life tonight. This evening, I'm thankful tonight that I found the one tonight, and it didn't come through no man. It didn't come through no a sign and a card taking me to the back room tonight, but it came through prayer. It came through a submission tonight. It came through me having a broken heart and a contrite spirit and being willing to come down and bow my head and ask the Lord to forgive me and save my soul this evening. And if anybody gets saved and finds the one that their soul loveth, they're going to have to do the same thing this evening. You ain't going to get it no other way. This evening, we got enough sugarcoat preaching to go around. I got enough people with a lot of feel-good messages around about. I'm just going to be honest with you tonight. I saw a little clip of a man that was preaching, and he said, "I'm just going to preach to you the word that of Jesus Christ this evening that comes out of the book because we need it today in the land that we live in today." There ain't nothing wrong. There ain't nothing wrong this evening with using this, using different things to help you study. But I'm going to be honest with you tonight. There ain't no message tonight that can be prepared by no man that can help you along your journey. But I'm going to be honest with you tonight. If they follow the Spirit of the Lord, it'll be a help to you and to them this evening. Amen. Yeah, it will. Tonight, I'm going to be honest with you. Tonight, we got a lot of people this evening that are seeking the one that their soul loveth tonight. That's why there's a church on every corner this evening, because they think if they start one that they might find him. They're going to find him right where they left him this evening, and they're going to find him at the feet of Jesus. That's it, at the foot of the cross this evening, because it takes the blood of Jesus Christ to save both you and me this evening. Yeah, it does. This evening, the Songs of Solomon. Solomon here was talking about the church's fight and the victory and the temptation there that they had this evening. I'm going to tell you what tonight, church, I don't care where we're a member at, but if you're a part of the church and the body of Jesus Christ, be willing to get in the fight. Be willing to get on the front line that we might stand firm for Jesus Christ this evening. You were talking, if you were here Sunday morning this evening, you heard a little bit about us younger ones needing to step up and carry the load just a little bit. Anytime I hear anybody talk about us carrying the load, I think about old Sister Rosalie and Emmett Burgess there. Old Sister Rosalie would sing Move over just a little bit, and let me help you carry the load this evening. Let me just help you this evening. Ain't that what we're here for this evening? Not to blow our chest out and say we're better than you, but to help one another in the fight this evening. If we're struggling, help somebody. Because when you're struggling, you're going to need it this evening.
Amen.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this ain't a Wednesday night service message. I don't know. I don't pick them this evening. I'll be honest with you. I don't. But I'll be honest with you tonight. Ever since the song, the beginning of the song service, about being on the winning side this evening, I'm thankful tonight that when I found the one who my soul loveth, I became a winner this evening, and there ain't nobody that can take it away from me tonight. No, don't get me wrong. There ain't nothing wrong with loving sports. There ain't nothing wrong with loving your hobby, whatever it may be, tonight. But if it ever gets in the way between you and the Lord this evening, you better cut it out tonight. I'm just being honest with you tonight. I grew up playing sports, three sports all the way up, growing up. But you know what? They never let me put it in front of church this evening. You know why? Because the house of God is more important than any trophy that you might ever win this evening. Your soul is more important than anything the world could give you.
Amen.
This evening. Now, I'm going to be honest with you tonight. I didn't know it was going to go this way, but nevertheless, this evening, I'm thankful tonight that we have a duty inside the church to uphold the standard of the church this evening. Yeah, we do. We've got a job today to uphold that's been laid before us today. I was on the phone with a friend of mine, buddy of mine. We talk a lot this evening, but we were talking about the older ones, particularly the ones that were running the revival there at Lakeview, and how they were pillars in my life this evening. Seems like, and don't think I'm being critical or harsh, but seems it's like a little bit of a farewell tour this evening for them men. They're getting older and more feeble, ain't able to get around, but you know what they got? They got a desire this evening. Thank God for the desire this evening. I'm thankful tonight for the desire that they have to keep on going this evening. I pray that I have the same desire if I get to live as long as they have this evening. Because they found somebody, the one that their soul loved, and he ain't left them, he ain't forsaken them this evening, but he's loved them every step of the way.
Amen.
Yeah, he has. This evening, you don't think they faced hard times? Sure they have. You don't think they faced times where they didn't think they were going to see the light of day? Sure they have. This evening, I know some of their struggles. I've been around them this evening. But you know what? Their faith has never wavered this evening. The desire has never wavered because of the one that saved their soul this evening.
Yeah.
Yeah. I told you, I requested prayer. I got loved ones this evening. I'd love to stay in the house of God. Some people may say, well, why don't you just give up on them? They're never going to come in no way. Well, you can if you want to, but I'm going to keep on praying for them. You say, well, why are you going to do that? Because if it was me, I would hope to God that you would pray for me this evening.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you today. There's a lot of them that fell off the wayside. It'd be real easy to turn around and say, well, you've been a stumbling block, but I don't want to forget about them this evening. I want to keep praying for them. This evening that they might find a place within their heart this evening that they might turn back to God today.
Yeah.
What do you think would have happened to Hezekiah had Isaiah said, well, forget him. There ain't no use in him. But Isaiah didn't. He went on to him, didn't he? And before I don't know how this evening why I'm saying all this, but before Isaiah I got too far down the road, Hezekiah done turned and faced the wall this evening. You just keep going and you spread the word and the love of God when the door opens up. And I promise you this evening the word will not go out void.
Amen.
And I know what it says about the word and the preached word won't go out. It won't return unto us void. But I'm going to be honest with you today. You ain't got to be a preacher to spread the word of God. That's where we've got to in our churches today. We've depended on the preacher and the pastor to bring the message. But I'm going to be honest with you today, and I ain't charging nobody. I don't feel like I'm old enough to charge anybody. But I need you today. I got kids that need you to stay in the fight.
Yeah.
And I hope one day that I have grandkids that need you today. They need you to stay in the fight tonight. We've got a job to stay with it and to press on this evening.
Amen.
Yeah, we do.
Amen.
I'm being honest with you tonight. I'm going to be honest with you. My daughter, she'll be turning 5 next week. And it won't be too long before she'll start asking questions this evening. You know what? She looks up to a lot of people. She enjoyed singing up here Sunday morning. And I appreciate you, Mountain View, for letting her sing this evening. I do. But I'm going to tell you today, just because they get saved, don't just sit them on the bench and forget about them this evening. But you love them this evening. You care for them. And you be there when they need you this evening. Because that's when our love get around them tonight. Yeah.
Amen.
I'm going to be honest with you tonight. I love the ones that I grew up around. Crafton baptized me this evening when I was an 8-year-old boy this evening. A lot's come and gone between then, Crafton. We've both gotten older. A lot of things have come. But you know what today? You know what ain't changed? what I got that night at Harmony Grove Baptist Church, it wasn't nothing that Crafton did when he dunked me in the river over there at the Coosawatee or wherever it was this evening. There wasn't nothing in that water, but that was just me letting the world know what God did on the inside this evening.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, this evening. Can I tell you this tonight? Just because Crafton baptized me this evening, you know what? If he would have decided to go a different way, fell into sin, the things of this world, you know what? My salvation wouldn't have went with him this evening because it wasn't in him this evening. No way. This evening, I'm going to be honest with you tonight. These people that think that they can come up and repeat a prayer after a man this evening, that man ain't got no saving power in him this evening. And I ain't being harsh or critical this evening, but it takes the Spirit of the Lord calling them unto repentance this evening. It ain't up to me and you to determine that. There ain't no age on salvation this evening, but I believe when the Lord calls you, that's the time to move this evening.
Amen.
That's the time to find the one.
Amen.
Whom your soul loveth. You know why? Because until you become lost this evening, you've never been separated this evening. But when you become lost, your soul has been separated, and it needs to join back with the Father this evening.
Amen.
Yeah. I thought about all week, and I'm about done this evening. But I thought about all week that song that Whitney sung Sunday. But I thought about here this evening that he didn't leave me where he found me this evening but can I tell you this today, and I appreciate the song, but this just come by, I'm thankful I didn't leave him where I found him either this evening. I am I'm thankful that I take him with me each and every day that I'm allowed to wake up this evening. Not only did he not leave me, but I have him in my heart this evening.
Amen.
Yeah. 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 I could have left him there at Harmony Grove, and it wouldn't have done me a bit of good. But I picked him up from the altar this evening, and I took him with me, and I'm a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, that song says he took away my chains, but thank God I chose to become a prisoner and that of Jesus Christ. I'm not Paul this evening. Just the chief of sinners this evening, but yet the Lord still loves me.
Yeah,
yeah, he does. Yeah, he does this evening. I don't know. I sought and I found him not this evening. I'll tell you tonight, this evening, you may be seeking the Lord and you may have left him in the closet. We'll go back to the closet and pick him up this evening. You may have left him somewhere down the road. Will you go back and pick him up? The Lord never walked away from you, nor will the Lord ever walk away from you this evening. But you have a choice whether you're going to serve him or whether you're not this evening. Yeah. Yeah, this evening. I'm thankful. I'm no longer scared of the dark this evening. I think it was the McCamies that used to sing a song about getting used to the dark this evening. You know what? I still don't really like the dark, and I don't guess I'll ever get used to the dark this evening. But there was one time that the light came in and the darkness went away this evening. Yeah, because of the one that my soul loveth. Yeah. This evening, I'm no longer the children of the night, but I'm the children of the day this evening. And I wish the world could just see it this evening. Yeah, I do. I may not always live. Watch that song, Stand By Me. When I do the best I can this evening, and my friends still misunderstand. Thou who knowest all about me, stand by me. Can I tell you tonight that He'll stand by you this evening? Your friends I may not understand this evening, and they may hold things against you, but the Lord has forgave you if you've asked Him for forgiveness this evening. Don't let it hinder you in your walk this evening. Don't let it hinder you tonight. For the one that your soul loveth this evening, if you've been born again, He's waiting to rekindle with you this evening. Yeah, He is. I've thought about, since I've started my journey of preaching, and ever since that I turned back to the Lord at 19, when everything I felt like was taken away from me, I started searching in many different directions. I was going to go to this college. I was going to join the military. I was going to do this and that. But one Sunday night, something got a hold of me and just told me to come on back, son. Your soul is longing to be back. You know, I'd been running for a little bit. I guess ever since I felt like I knew more than mom and daddy. You know, my mom and dad, they never really criticized me. They never stayed on me. But they knew. They knew. I come to find out later on in life that they knew what I'd been doing and where I'd been, and thought I had a lot of things hid this evening. But I found out real quick that night at 19 that I guess 18, 19, however old I was, of September of 2014, that I didn't have a lot of things hid. And I decided that night I was going to give it back to the Lord. And I've tried my best ever since then to serve the Lord. I've not always read like I should, and I've not always lived a life like I should, maybe been a light to people like I should, but I've tried, and I've done my best, and when I failed, I've asked the Lord to forgive me, not out of vain repetition, but from the sincereness of the heart this evening. And at 19, February or March of 2015, I announced my calling to preach. I didn't know exactly what the Lord had in store. And you may have heard this testimony, but I'm going to give it again. I feel like giving it. But I told my wife now, but we were dating at the time. I set her down and I told her, I said, you can leave if you want to. I don't know that you know what you're getting yourself into. I said, but I've got to announce my calling to preach. And she just kind of shook her head, didn't really have much to say. And I went on and I announced my calling to preach, and we went on and got engaged. And I'd been praying for her because I just felt like the Lord had showed me that she didn't really have what she had, what she said she had. And then I went on and began to pray, and we had revival there at Stoners in August before we got married in that following May. And Brother Roger Burgess was preaching the revival, and I had it on my heart to make it every morning and every night.
I went every morning and I went every night. And we got a rock altar out there at Stoner's. And you just bear with me. I ain't trying to prolong the service, but I just feel like I need to say this. But I went out there and we had a rock altar out there. And I began to place a rock and began to place a rock and began to place a rock. And come about Wednesday morning, I found myself at home alone and I began to pray. And I just asked the Lord for help and help for guidance and words to say that I might be a light to Bailey, my wife. And long about Wednesday night came along and service broke out and we had a good one. And it wasn't too long before the service ended that she come down and she got saved that night. And I'll be honest with you. We ain't no perfect marriage couple to look at. I don't give marriage advice or nothing like that. But I sure am thankful that we both found the one that our soul loveth this evening. I am. I just want to tell you tonight, I don't know what you may be going through. I don't. But I'm just going to tell you that with consistency and prayer and not giving up and being slow to anger and slow to wrath and how much it can help a situation and how much that you don't understand how much your life is affecting them this evening. I've prayed and I've prayed and I would love to see my whole family get in church. I would. But you know what? That's not up to me. They've got a choice to make. I can't drag them to the house of God. I can't. But I pray that they find the one that their soul loveth this evening. And I don't know what you're going through tonight, but I pray from the bottom of my heart, if you've left him in the back corner, if you've left him in the passenger seat, thinking that he's close enough, I pray that you get him in the front seat, in the driver's seat, that he might pilot your life this evening. This evening, because it might just be you that's holding up the one getting born again this evening. But I pray we all got room to improve. We do. I don't find anywhere in the scripture where it says to stop or go backwards or, well, that's enough. We're going to put our pitchforks down. I don't see none of that. I don't. Because even in the New Testament, when they charge the youth and they charge the elders. They don't just charge one or the other this evening. You know what that means? That we need each other tonight.
Amen.
Yeah, we do. We need each other tonight to make this thing keep going. We need to band together that we might shine a light to the lost and the dying world.
Amen.
Yeah, I know Mountain View, naturally speaking, sets up on a hill. But as long as the lights ain't on, you can't ever be a light to the ones below. It don't matter tonight. If the light's never on, the light cannot shine out this evening. I'm done. I appreciate your prayers this evening. I'll turn it over to Bruce.